Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman alongside Jonathan Penta, Penta Wealth Management. Jonathan, always good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's a pleasure. I'm going to introduce our next guest. Our next guest is Shimon Elkabit, CEO of Climacell. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about your company and what it is that Climacell does.
So Climacell is a Boston-based company. We're a weather technology company. We don't have a specific technology, but we have a very clear mission, which is to improve weather forecasting and to help businesses and individuals make better weather-related decisions.
You've come to the right market because it seems to me that Boston meteorologists can't get it right most of the time. So, you know, it's amazing a business when you're right about 50% of the time, you still have a job.
Exactly, yeah. But believe it or not, even in where I come from, in Israel, there's still a need in a country that is relatively warm and stable in terms of weather. You can always find that organization that is suffering from the uncertainty that comes with what a weather is going to bring to your operations and such. So
tell us about what Climacell is doing to address that. So
on a very high level, if you look at the weather industry, it is a pretty old industry. Companies that were founded in the 60s and the 70s, and they started as service companies that basically repackaged the free governmental data. So the true creator of the weather technology is actually the government.
National Weather Service, NOAA?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. NOAA is a pretty major agency, about 12,000 people. It's huge. And they created true sensing technologies, meaning what's happening now, weather stations, radars, and such, as well as models that predict the weather. And an entire industry was created that basically took all of this publicly available data and reselling it with maybe some nice additions to businesses. We're kind of like looking at the entire value chain differently. So our company is divided to three parts: data, models, and products. And we're actually divided to three different locations doing that. So the headquarters is in Boston, of course, all the go-to-market and such. But from a scientific and development perspective, we're doing in Boston basically data kind of like development, meaning we're trying to find ways to sense the environment. And we look at all kind of innovative ways to do that, from wireless signals to autonomous vehicles, to connected vehicles, to IoT devices. Basically, everything around us can sense the weather, even if it was not supposed to do that. And that creates more observations. The next thing we're doing is...
Are you guys like Google? You're listening in on everybody's weather? What they're picking up?
Nothing is private. Yeah, no private data. The next thing we're doing is happening... That's happening in Boulder. We have a team of scientists who basically create weather models for real-time, short-term, long-term. And the idea is that we're not just using the governmental models as is. We actually create and run on high-performance computing our own models. Those models can use our proprietary data as well. Now, when you do both data and models, and you can really control it, then you can do predictions in places that are weather-less, let's call it. Weather data is very scarce in India, in Africa, in South America, because the governments there don't do the fantastic job relatively that NOAA is doing. So with our technology, we can really bring weather data to every place in the globe. And then the last thing that Climacell is doing, which is I think the most meaningful, is happening in Tel Aviv, where we basically build weather products, consumer apps, business apps, APIs and such. And the idea is that what we're doing is we're taking the weather forecast and we're translating it to you or to your business, what it means to your business, basically. If I'm an airline, I will have longer taxi time today. I should expect delays. I will need to close the ramps, etc. If I'm an on-demand company, I won't be able to deploy scooters today because it's going to be raining and such. And go on and on and on. So data, models, and products. That's what we're doing.
Fascinating. So really, very high level of, well, not high level, but high intellect in terms of the data crunching and the models, and then translating that into an application that is used at a consumer or corporate level.
Exactly.
So really interesting. I think one of the things, I can't speak from the industry perspective, but I imagine it's the same from a consumer's perspective, is what I mentioned somewhat in just before, which is the accuracy of the models. And it seems to me that, there are so many variables that impact weather that to the layperson, they think, well, why can't they get it right? And, you know, on a very basic level, we have temperature and barometer and wind speeds and wind shear and all these things that, you know, winds aloft. And exactly, yeah. So yeah. Is that what your team is really crunching those, that data all the time at points all over the world?
Exactly. Look, you can never be perfect when it comes to prediction. It's very complex. This is the most extreme big data problem you can think of. The models are physical, numerical, and it takes a lot of computing to do that. It will get better over time. It got significantly better over the last few decades. So we have to respect all the work that the scientific community has put into this. It's actually pretty insane to think about the level of hurricane prediction that we're doing. Yeah, of course, there's the debate between the American and European model, yada, yada, yada. But it's still pretty impressive to see what human beings were able to do in terms of prediction of the weather. Now the question, how do you push the envelope? How do you build a technology company that can do even better than what the government did? Even in space, you know, NASA started to outsource to SpaceX. It's going to happen. I've been a military pilot for about 11 years. I've seen how the private sector is taking the lead on a lot of technologies somewhere in the 90s already. Weather is one of those areas where it hasn't happened yet. And companies like Climacell are going to evolve. I believe Climacell is positioned to really bring some innovation that will help everybody get better weather forecast.
Now, you may have hit on this earlier when you were just describing the business. So you get the forecast as accurate as possible. You have your technology to do that. And how are you getting the information, you know, to the end customer? Is it through an update on the phone? Is it through what's the way that they?
Yeah. So for a business, for example, we have two kind of products. One is an API data feed, right? So if I'm a technology company with data science team, I'd probably want to have raw data so I can feed it into my algorithms and such. But only 1% of the businesses that are impacted by weather can actually handle raw weather forecast. But the other 99% of the businesses that are impacted, think about all the restaurants, think about taxi drivers.
They need a narrative, or they need something that they can consume.
They need insight, right, and they need decision
analysis and
recommendation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They want to make an action. So our dashboard, it's called Hypercast. Hypercast is providing you information, meaning what's happening now, what happened, what will happen, on the very raw format, but in the most accurate way possible, built on our technology. But not only that, we're enabling to our customers to look at a library of insights per vertical, on demand, energy, construction, airlines and aviation, and whatnot. From those insights, they can apply those insights to all of their locations, job sites, whatever, and view the impact of weather on their business for the entire week. Mm. Now they can make decisions. They see something like, tomorrow morning I won't be able to pave between 6 to 12, and I probably need to cancel the shift. That's what our product is doing for you. It's not telling you it's going to rain or there are going to be a lot of cloud coverage. We're actually telling you, hey, pavement conditions are not ideal for that moment. It's going to take longer. You should postpone the shift. It's a whole different kind of like value for the
So it's really giving them the forward-looking analytics to be able to say, you know, to make business decisions.
Exactly. And it took us time to get to that realization. You know, like every startup evolves over time. You know, we started from a business problem. We were military officers. We came here to Boston to do our master's. And we knew the problem of weather and how it's impacting organizations. But it took us a lot of time to understand that really 99% of those businesses, they don't need just better weather forecast. They need better insight machine. And this is where we're pioneering.
So there's two levels. And it sounds like you guys have attacked the, call it the immediate future. And I don't know, you look out 7 days, and I know forecast, the further out you go, you know, lose accuracy,
of
obviously.
Course. Yeah.
But it seems to me that there's also a lot of industries that focus on long-term weather. I think back to a client that I had that manufactured boots, and, you know, they want to know what the winter is going to be like 8 months in advance so they can, you know, do their planning from.
We do that as well, by the way. We do have models for that. But as you mentioned, the level of accuracy is very different from, you know, in the next hour versus the next 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do work in both areas.
Yeah.
Now, is your model a subscription-based model where they sign up for a period of time? Or
so the company, you know, we're a SaaS company, okay. Basically. We sell product, we don't sell services, which is very different from the rest of the industry. If you look at the other companies in the field, they're more of a consulting type of companies. They have metrologists to pick up the phone, who send you reports via email, blah, blah, blah. We build products. We do have professional services, of course, like any SaaS company. The complexity of our company is that we're not just a SaaS company that builds an amazing, web-based product and just go and sell it and improve it with features. We have actually two organizations. One is building the SaaS products, but the other is building the scientific technology behind it. And that creates our company very complex, because you always have this, friction between, do I invest more in the technology and improving the weather accuracy and such, or do I invest more in the translation to business and creating value for the customer? So Climacell is a pretty complex company.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. So when was the company developed, and or when did you launch the company? And and where is your customer base today? It sounds like global.
So yeah, we raised our seed round in September of 2016, when we were still in school, actually, here. Ever since we raised about $80 million, we have about 110 employees across the three offices in Boston, in Boulder, and in Tel Aviv.
Great places to visit.
Exactly. It's really beautiful in each of the offices. So I think the customer base is mostly in the U.S. right now, but we're growing internationally. We have customers in the airline space like Delta and United and JetBlue. We have customers in the on-demand sector, from scooters company to ride-sharing like Via and such. We have customers in the energy space, a few utilities. And of course, you think about actual news. Think about all the wildfires in California. Mm. Our model is doing very well in high wind prediction. It can help decision process. A lot of construction companies, a lot of sports, from the NFL to the Patriots to the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
Hmm. Anybody whose business is weather dependent, and when you start talking about it, it's really amazing how many are.
Yeah, and the challenge is, how do you build a product that is applicable to a lot of industries versus verticalizing and staying a niche? And the kind of product we've built is a platform. It's really like, think about Excel. Mm-hmm. It's not for accounting or finance. It's for everybody to use. And this is kind of like the way we've built our weather engine. It's a platform. Hmm.
Interesting. Very fascinating. Our guest has been Shimon Elkabetz, CEO of Climacell. Shimon, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
So my email is Shimon, S-H-I-M-O-N, at climacell.co. Feel free to reach out.
Excellent. Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Shimon Elkabetz, CEO of Climacell. And I'm alongside Jonathan Penta, Penta Wealth Management, and we'll be right back with another guest on Radio Entrepreneurs.